everyone. Welcome to another Rat Hole Radio. That was a bit of an interesting opening track by a band called Anna Managuchi. I think that's how you pronounce it. I'm not fully sure. It was actually sent to me by someone on Twitter, someone from the band, whose name I can't remember, so I really apologise for that. But it was a long time ago, to be fair, and I've only just got around to sorting out and checking it out and following up. It takes me a while to get up, catch up with all the recommendations sometimes. But yeah, that was really cool. It's that first track was called Helix Nebula, and it's off an EP by the band Anna Managuchi. And if you go to, well, to be honest, I'm not going to spell it out for you because I'll be here all week. But if you go to the show notes, you can find, or if you're listening live, you can find the name in the IRC channel. If you're listening on the podcast, it'll be in ratholeradio.org. And the show notes, you can find links there to them. And you know, check out what they do. It's cool. I would advise it. So yeah, a few people commenting on the IRC that they noticed some NES, Nintendo Entertainment System, for those of us who remember them, sounds going on in the background, and it actually is a NES, and what they've done is somehow hacked it. If you go onto their website, there's lots of pictures of them with on stage with this with guitars and stuff, stood next to this old NES with lots of wires hanging off it and stuff, and they've hacked it somehow so they can play it, I presume, with a keyboard or something, or it's like a MIDI instrument, so they're getting all the proper old 8-bit sounds out of it, which I found quite cool, quite different. I don't know many bands who do that. I've heard Pornophonic use a Game Boy, but I think they may have been one-upped here by that's a pun as well, isn't it? May have been one-upped by Anna Managuchi with their NES, who knows? All Nintendo products, so I suppose Nintendo will be happy. So who knows what's next? Maybe we get someone with an old Spectrum or something making some music. So good tune, I enjoyed that one. Welcome along, everyone. This is the 8th show. It's good to have you aboard. If you're listening live, welcome. There'll be some votes and stuff later for you to get involved with. If you're listening on the podcast, welcome as well. But you know, please come and try and get involved in a live show one time. You can, you know, chat. You may as well get yourself on the show. Who knows? So I wanted to quickly mention, I'm going to be away when the next show should be on in a couple of weeks' time. I'm actually going to be in Portland in America. I've never been to America before, but I'm not sure what I'm going to do about the show, whether I'll try and pre-record it. I don't know if I'll be able to do it from my hotel room. I suppose it's possible, but I'm not going to promise that. So I may have to pre-record the next show or something. So I thought I'd give you a heads up early on about that one. So I'm going to follow it up with the next track I've got. Is actually from somebody who's listening at the moment, who's in the IRC channel, Don S. from Denmark, who sent me some of the stuff that he does with a band called Quantum Jazz. And when he mentioned it a couple of weeks ago, you may have heard it, but it was probably more than that, in fact. It was a couple of shows ago. He was talking about that, and I quickly wondered if it was anything to do with Niels Bohr, because of the whole, you know, quantum mechanics and all that kind of stuff. But apparently it's not. It's just with him being Danish and all that, apparently it's not. So that was just my assumption. So, this is one of their tracks. Really good stuff. So I'm glad Don's listening now, because some great piano stuff on here. He plays piano in the band. This track I'm going to play for you is called Casa Noir. Casa Noir. There's a kind of mixture of French and Spanish going on there. It's got a bit of a Latin flavour as well, which I imagine is why it's got the word Casa in it. So I hope you enjoy this. This is Quantum Jazz with Casa Noir. Thank you.
sometimes drink from his will.
Nice bit of a contrast there. A few people commenting on the contrast. I do like to kind of keep you guessing sometimes. Yeah, that was the first track was, as I mentioned, Quantum Jazz with a track called Casa Noir, which I really enjoyed. And thanks to Don S for sending me that and for playing the piano and making it, and all the other people in the band. I was commenting on the bass as a part of. I have to mention this, or I'll be kicked out of the bass players union. But I mean, the piano and the drums are good and that, but it was really the bass that made the track. No, some great bass playing on the track though. I enjoyed that nice bit of a solo at the end. So bass players unite. Yeah. So and after that, I played a track by a band called Hollis. Which was a bit of a kind of folky blues track. I'm actually going to play two tracks by Hollis tonight, but completely different styles, because I wanted to try and show you, you know, contrast, you know, of how they, the many different styles, or not many different styles, but the kind of, the way they go from kind of loud rock, punk, kind of hardcore punk rock to that kind of stuff, which I thought was cool. So, yeah, that was Hollis with a track called Blues in the hang on, let me get this right. I'm going to have to look it up. It's Blues... where are we? Oh yeah, Blues in Hell Minor, which I thought was a great name. As I've mentioned a few times, often it's when I'm looking through big lists of tracks and I'm trying to pick out ones to play, often it's the ones with the funniest or most intriguing names that catch my eye, and that one caught my eye. But I did listen to their whole album. It's their album's on Jumendo, jumendo.com. It's all Creative Commons, obviously, and you can download it. And if you're interested in the Quantum Jazz stuff, you want to get more of that, that was one of the shorter tracks. It was about 5 minutes, 4 or 5 minutes. But there's some like 12-minute tracks on there, really good stuff. Unfortunately, I didn't really think I could work in a 12-minute track and still have time for everything else that I wanted to do. But if you go to quantumjazz.net, there'll be, you can get all of it down in. You can download the tracks in MP3, of course, OGG as well, which is nice, and even FLAC, which is even better. So if you want it in, like, you know, really high quality, so credit to Don and the others for that. So on to the next topic. I'm going to play. A few people asking in the IC if I'm going to play like a live track tonight, and I am. I've got two tracks for you to pick from, as usual. That's kind of become tradition on the show. We haven't been going that long, but it's kind of become a tradition already. There's going to be two tracks, so I'll post a link to the poll in the chat room. So if you, by any chance, listening to this or watching it on IRC, I'll get it right in a minute. If you're by any chance watching this on Icecast or Ustream, and you're not involved in the chat, and you want to vote on, you know, what you're going to hear later, then get onto the IRC chat room, which you can do by going to webchat.com freenode.net and then just typing in hash rathole radio, and then you'll pop up in the room there with everyone else. There's quite a few people in there having a chat at the moment, so please feel free to come in and get involved. If you want to send me any comments, someone asking about requests, if you want to send me comments or suggestions or requests or complaints or I don't know, anything you want, you can send emails as always to show show at ratholeradio.org, and I don't think I'll be able to get any requests in tonight because I've already kind of got my set list planned out, but I'll take them into account for future weeks, and I'll always be pleased to hear what you've got to say, so you know, send me your thoughts, it's always good. So the live tracks that I'm going to give you a choice of, I've been looking through my kind of old set lists of stuff that I used to play. Last time I played live, I played one of my own tracks, and I'm not going to do that tonight. I'm going to play like a cover track, but you've got a choice of two. The first one is by Counting Crows, who are one of my favourite bands. A song of theirs called Sullivan Street. To be honest, there's tons of their songs that I could have played, but I think I just picked that one because, you know, I like it and it's a good tune. So that's one of the choices. And the other choice is a track by Neil Young and Crazy Horse, a bit of a rock anthem, which I'm sure most people will know, called Rockin' in the Free World, which I've done a version of, and I might play it for you after. So they'll put the link in the link to the poll in the IRC in the chat room, and then you can get in there and vote on it in a sec when we listen to this. So I'm going to carry on now by playing you another Words of Wisdom piece, the kind of section that I've thrown in over the weeks. I've started off with Howard Marks, and then I played some George Carlin, and then some Bill Hicks. So it's kind of a hard act to follow those three. But I've picked, for this week, I've picked some Chris Rock, which, and I don't know, it's a bit of an odd one, but it might divide opinion a bit. But I like Chris Rock. I think he's very funny. And this is from his album Roll With The New, which was released back in the 90s, mid-90s, something like that. And he was really on fire then. It was when he kind of burst through on the stand-up scene, and he was really funny. And this is a little clip of him talking about Washington, D.C.'s illustrious mayor, Marion Barry, who, if you don't know, got kicked out for smoking crack. He was caught smoking crack. I think they even had video footage of it in a big sting. And then he went on to get voted back in a few years later. So, as you can imagine, he had something to say about that. So Chris Rock has something to say about that. So have a listen to this, and I'll be back pretty soon. Oh, hello. I'm playing the wrong track here. Oh. Trying to use a mouse with your left hand's not easy, unless you're left-handed, of course. And then it's a bit easier. Here we go.
They say chocolate sit pat. That's right. Home of the Million Man March. That's right. The Million Man March. So it had all the positive black leaders there. Farrakhan, Jesse, Marion Barry. Marion Barry. And the Million Man March. How'd he get a ticket? It was a damn positivity ticket. How'd he get it, man? Marion Barry at the Million Man March. You know what that means? That means that even in our finest hour, we had a crackhead on stage. You know I'm right. How the hell Marion Barry get his job back? Smoke crack got his job back. How the hell that happened? I mean, if you get caught smoking crack at McDonald's, you can't get your job back. That's right. They're not gonna trust you around the Happy Meals. They'll send your ass to Hardee's. Smoke crack got his job back. All I wanna know, who was so bad? Who ran against him that they lost? Who was so bad they lost to a crackhead? What was their campaign like? What was they, on heroin? Vote for me. Vote for me. Don't vote for crack, vote for smack. Now, how they gonna tell little kids to not get high when the mayor's on crack. Don't get high, it won't be nothing. I could be mayor.
What it is. Run it. Run it down.
Check it out. Is your style really your style? Or a little bit of somebody else's style with a touch of his or her style? Are you versatile with your freestyle flow? Whenever, whether you're under pressure, live on the radio, talk show, hold up, walk slow. We can rhyme in front of this liquor store with the juice in my left hand, I'll be the better man. I kick facts in back seats of Cadillacs and caprices and hold conversations with your nephews and nieces. And in the same breath, blow niggas to pieces with consecutive releases.
Hey yo, Jay, keep the thesis.
I holler back with the tax, this should be your National Geographic, and get inside of your heads like telepathics. Freak the track like pornographics. We're some of the hottest verses to bring bullshit to hall like red lights and traffic. We make it happen, y'all can keep napping. Watch the heat mop action, we peel out like traction. It's like mixed up, confused, and unfocused. Off balance, invalid, he has no talent. Unorganized, mismanaged, and undressed. Uneducated, not situated. Highly agitated, intoxicated, dysfunctional, seldom punctual, unsociable, not negotiable. Sometimes unapproachable, not team player, so that brings up uncoachable. Greedy, just yesterday we was the needy. Hungry and thirsty, you get power, give no mercy. There should be tests for cats to pass the rock rhymes. There should be standards, there should be crime. Stop copying and biting and sounding like your buddy. Develop your own flow, get wild style and study. That's not hot, man, that shit's hip. Stop and flip the script, spreading the word while I'm shooting the gift. Come on. For hip-hop, I'll be locked away from humanity. No old breaks, no loops, no samples, pure insanity. No rhymes, no cuts, no scratches, what a calamity. No live bands, no waving of the hands. No windmills, no head spins, no hot graffiti. No million-dollar contracts, no need to be greedy. No Notorious B.I.G., no Tupac Shakur. No B.E.T., no smoking grooves tour. No lyricist lounges, no open mic record. No one-two mic checking, no mic dissecting. No style perfected, with the off-the-top flows. No intimate settings, with the poetry pros. With my man on the bongos. No digging in the crates, blowing off dusty 45s. No more dapping with the fancy hand job. I can't survive without the hip-hop. What is the MC if he can't rip shop?
Yeah, that's Heat Mob, a group called Heat Mob with a track called Spread the Word. Cool track, nice bit of hip hop. I enjoyed that. A few people asking in the IRC where that's from and where they can get it and stuff. It's actually not from Jamendo for once. It's from Slam Jams, which I've played a lot of stuff from. That's Chuck D's internet record label, Chuck D of Public Enemy fame, as you'll have heard a lot about if you've listened to any of these shows. I'm a big fan of Chuck D. I've even played some of his stuff, stuff that he's released free on the internet. Anyway, he's very into all of that, and that's one of the artists that he's got signed up, which are called Heat Mob. That's H-E-E-T, Heat spelled H-E-E-T, Heat Mob, with the track called Spread the Word. As I said, if you go to slamjams.com, you should, I think, still be able to download it from there. And if you look in the show notes, there'll be links, all the relevant links and stuff to Slam Jams if you want to look through. I downloaded it a while ago, to be honest, and he rotates the tracks on the site, so I hope it's still up there. If not, I'll find a way of getting you a copy if you want one. But don't tell anyone, all right? So, moving on then. Don't forget to vote in our song vote. I've put the link in the IRC channel. I've also put it on my Twitter and identical accounts. So if you're listening to this or watching this and you can't work out how to get into the IRC or you're struggling with that, if you go to twitter.com/methoddan, then you'll see it on there. There's a link in one of my most recent update on there. So moving on then, I wanted to read you, well, not read you the full story, but a bit of a funny news story that I picked up a couple of weeks ago from The Register, which is often has a lot of these strange, bizarre news stories. It's quite well known for that, The Register. If anybody who reads it or who knows, you know, is into that kind of stuff, will probably know that they're well known for their sarcasm. And this was a story they posted, which they cunningly titled "Porn Flakes," and it's about a woman who got a woman in Sweden, I think it was. A Swedish woman who ended up she got a free CD with a packet of cornflakes in the morning cereal. It doesn't say what brand the cereal was, but it had a CD on it, or a DVD, I should say, of supposedly of an exercise video or something, which they were giving away with each one. And this woman put it in her computer, only to be confronted with hardcore porn, apparently, which inspired The Register to come up with the lovely title "Porn Flakes," which I thought was quite funny. It says a Swedish woman has described herself as shaken and somewhat disappointed that a freebie fitness CD from a packet of Nestle fitness cereal dished up hardcore porn in addition to the healthy benefits of a dance-based workout. It says, 23-year-old Ida Riddle Palmer popped in the CD, which was apparently called Body Jam, which should have been a clue, into her computer and was immediately confronted with porn. It says here that Nestle are going to look into it because they're quite concerned about this, understandably. I don't know. This is the same Nestle who, sell dodgy baby food in Africa to and all this kind of stuff. So I'll put a link in the IRC so people can have a look at that. I just thought it was a bit of a mad story. You know, you don't really expect that, do you? I can't remember. I mean, I remember when I was a kid, I used to save up you had to save up vouchers and stuff to get toys from the cereal. And if you were lucky, you'd get the little plastic toys from like Tony the Tiger and all that in boxes of cereal, but they were always right at the bottom, so I don't have to open the cereal, tip it all out to get the plastic toy out, which should probably, you know, drive my mum mad because I didn't do a very good job of putting it back in. But that's kids for you. So moving on then, our next track, I should have a look tell you what that is. I've gone to the wrong page. So don't forget, as I said, to vote for the live track that we're going to have later. Oh yeah, this next one I've got for you is a bit of a change of direction again. We've had some jazz, we've had some blues, well, bluesy folk. We've had some, I don't know what you would call the first track, kind of 8-bit electronic punk rock or something. And some other stuff. But we're now going to move on to a bit of electronica, which is a style I like a lot, some electronic music from a band called Locust Toy Box, who I've played before. I played one of their tracks a few shows ago, and they're not exactly a Creative Commons artist. They don't seem to list any licenses, but all of their stuff, all of their albums are just on their website to download, so I think it's all kind of free as in beer, but I don't know if they haven't really specified a license, so I don't know what's going on there. But you can download all their stuff, and someone sent me them as a recommendation a few months ago now probably, and I thought I'd play it. So yeah, this is Locust Toy Box with a song I mentioned, as I've mentioned a few times, interesting song titles always get my attention, and this is yet another interesting song title. It's called "The Island of Congress Tarts." I'm not quite sure exactly what that means. Whether it's mistresses to people who are in the Congress and are living on an island, or I don't know. The mind boggles about that one. But this is Locust Toy Box with the track called "The Island of Congress Tarts." I hope you enjoy it.
waking up in the morning next to you is what I've dreamt of all my life. Waking early, getting home late, I find the dinner cold on a dirty plate. See you lying on the bed, cold and tired from your head that is aching from the trouble I've caused. Please believe me, I was faithful, I didn't look at another soul. To myself, your eyes still open, candles burning, bodies yearning, trying to hold on to the little bit of trust that we're still learning. Oh, can't you see I'm in misery when I don't see you anymore?
Tune, I like that. That's a band called Temporary States of Being, who I played a while ago. I played not on the first show, on one of the early shows, first or second show. I played some stuff by them. They their drummer, the drummer who's on that track, a girl called Lauren, sent me the link to their stuff on Twitter, through Twitter again, and I really enjoyed it. She wasn't very confident with it. She said it wasn't very clear and it was rough and they hadn't had much time to practice and all the rest of it. But I think it's really good and I loved the vocal on that and the laid back kind of sound to it. I said at the time when I played the last tune that it reminded me a bit of a kind of a cross between Suzanne Vega and someone like Beth Orton. Maybe, I mean, vocally. But who knows? Maybe I'm wrong about that. But I mean, nice bit of of singing and stuff there. So before that was Locust Toy Box with their song An Island, what was it called? The Island of Congress Tarts. So I'm not sure exactly what that means, but yeah, that's a good tune as well, bit of electronica. So it's time for the live track. I'm going to check the vote. I think I know what's won, but I'm going to check again because you can never be too careful. And it's one of the closest votes we've ever had, actually. I've had a few of them have been proper landslides, you know, like one way or the other. At the moment, we've got the Neil Young track's got 58% of the vote, and Counting Crows one's got 42. So that's probably the closest vote I think I've ever had. So it looks like it's going to be Neil Young then, which is good because I like the other track as well, but I haven't practiced that one in a while. And I tried to practice it today, but I didn't get much time. And I know this one a bit better. I've practiced it more. So I shouldn't really say that, should I? Because now I'm building it up that it's going to be better than the other one would have been. better be careful on that one. So so this is, yeah, as I said, this is Neil Young and Crazy Horse with a track called Rockin' in the Free World. And a few people always ask me why I end up singing with funny accents. Like, if I sing a song by, say, an American band, I always seem to sing it with an American accent. It's not really deliberate, it just kind of happens. I get so used to copying people that you can't really stop it. And if I sing a Neil Young song, I end up singing like Kermit the Frog, you know, like the Neil Young sound. And with this one, because I've heard Pearl Jam's version so often, there's also a bit of Eddie Vedder creeping in as well, because I've heard him sing it so often. But yeah, this is Rockin' in the Free World. I hope you like it. And this is live, obviously, as you can tell. As you can tell by the sound of the guitar in the background. So here we go. Kind of went out right. It was a bit of a shorter version, though, to be honest. But there's another verse somewhere, but I can never remember the words to it, so I kind of shortened it a bit. I apologise for that. So I hope you enjoyed that one. That was Neil Young. Well, it wasn't Neil Young, it was me, but it was a Neil Young song. Where it's called Rockin' in the Free World. A bit of a classic rock anthem, that as well. So thanks to everyone who voted for that. As I said, the closest vote I think we've had so far on the show, so that's good. Maybe there's more people coming on. I think that's good. So I'm going to play it. I'm going to change the as I kind of always like to do, I'm going to change the style a little bit on, you know. I'm going to play a bit of hip-hop, because I do love hip-hop, but I'm actually going to play some more accurately. I'm going to play some nerdcore, because I'm quite into nerdcore, and this track's brilliant. It's by a guy called Beefy, who, as far as I know, is not Ian Botham. He's not anybody in England will know what I'm talking about. Ian Botham is a famous cricketer, and his nickname's Beefy, but I'm pretty sure it's not him. I don't think he raps, but you never know, he might do. it would be quite an interesting spectacle to see him do that. So, yeah, so this is a guy called Beefy with a track called Tub of Tabasco, and it's a bit of funky nerdcore hip-hop, so I hope you enjoy it. And I'll be back in a minute, so have a listen to this.
You know, I'm totally down with the rap music.
Now come on, you nerds!
What do you know about nerdcore? I came in so hard that I kicked in the front door. Harder than the outer shell of Emma Frost. I'm simple and pretentious just like Macintosh. I'm fat, can't dance, but I got good rhythm. Math says I own, just check the algorithm. These days, every single movie is lame. Oh my god, look out, there's snakes on the plane. I'll read Black Cat, spit out a monologue, then watch the strike back of Jay and Silent Bob. In my room alone, I'm known to shuffle my feet, listening to Shel Riley and Lee Geek Beat. If you like watching porn, then throw up the horn. Like I need an excuse to throw up the horns. Just practice what you're preaching, you better believe it. You can't rap nerdcore, you gotta live it and breathe it. Name is Beefy, come from a place called K-E-N-N-E-W-I-C-K. Hey, moved to Pasco, and now I'm the man causing a fiasco. And all you go, I'll friggin' tub of Tabasco. Just to prove that I'm the man, yo, yo, yo. May I have your attention, please? Hey, Jones, do you think I could down a whole tub?
I believe in you, Beefy.
The love. If I just believe, then I know I can achieve. I just hope that everybody at the show doesn't leave.
Beefy, you don't even perform on stage.
Jonesy, your part is over. Just go talk to Paige and be one of the few nerds with a real girlfriend. God, I want a lady. Can a brother get an amen? I think I just want to leave my hometown, do some geek shows, and become world renowned. Plus, I'm blacklisted by my local comic shops, and they were fooled by the glued-on mutton chops that I wore as a disguise. I even hid my eyes.
Plus, you're oversized.
Just give me better supplies, and we'll run up in that place dead present. Style. My code name will be Deadpool. Yours can be Kyle.
Aw, man.
All right, Jones, it's time for the robbery. Woo. Say a quick prayer for morale.
Yeah.
Ben is smart in heaven. Hallowed be thy name.
Fuck yeah.
Let the robbery go well.
Super
amen.
Well.
In Ben's name, amen.
Amen.
All right, Jones, put your mask on. Let's go in there. Gentlemen, we're going to take all your cars.
Yeah, motherfuckers.
Jones, they have guns.
Shit.
Run! Name is Beefy. Come from a place called K-E-N-N-E-W-I-C-K. Hey, move to Pasco. And now on the main call. Tabasco, just to prove that I'm the man, yo, 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 hey, yeah.
And listen to others, even the dull and ignorant.
Listen to the rappers with ladies in cash. Mainstreamers just a way to blow smoke up your ass. They don't know the difference between Mario and Luigi. They don't know the difference between a Mac and a PC. I'm not a founding father, but I love nerdcore. Rookie of the year, Mr. Keith A. Moore. I only fall in love with ladies who would never love me back. I have more music dropping this year than bombs in Iraq. Surf the web for hours, then update my own site. Talk shit about anime to get in a fist fight. I always need a challenge and I can't seem to settle. So let me kill this next goblin and I'm sure that I'll level. Doc Popular, Drown Radio.
Yeah.
He's the only reason that the song doesn't blow. Beefy brings the fire, blame it on the Tabasco. See me at PAX, come up and say hello. Name is Beefy, come from a place called K-E-N-N-E-W-I-C-K. Hey, move to Pasco, and now I'm the man causing a fiasco. And all you go, whole freaking tub of Tabasco. Just to prove that, 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 I'm the man, yo.
Yeah, that was Beefy. He's the man, as he says in his lyrics there. Great, great track though. I love the analog synth kind of bass line on that, and the comedy words as well, which probably mean more to me being a convicted geek, or all the kind of comic book jokes and stuff that are in there. But still a great track. So I hope you enjoyed that. As I said, that was Beefy. That's not Ian Botham, with a track called Tub of Tabasco. So that's about all I've got time for tonight. I've got another track for you, obviously, but the show seems to have gone quicker than I imagined it would. I don't know why. I don't know whether that's, you know, they say time flies when you're having fun. I hope that's what it is. But I've got a few things I need to mention before we finish up. So The competition, yeah, the email competition that I mentioned last time and I think the time before, there's been a few entries, and I was actually originally going to kind of wrap it up and do some kind of draw and, you know, draw one out, winner out randomly last time, but today, but I haven't really been able to sort that out this afternoon, unfortunately, because it's been a bit hectic, so I'm going to actually leave it open a bit because it'll give people a bit more time to enter. But I did have some nice emails this week, which I wanted to mention. I had an email from Kevin V, my good friend from Jersey. That's the island of Jersey, not New Jersey, for all you Americans. It's the original Jersey. It's old Jersey. It's just off the coast of France. And he sent me. He runs a site called oneaward.co.uk, which is like a. I don't know. It's like some site where he has explained it to me. I don't fully know the ins and outs of it, but it's a site where people vote, basically go on and vote for other sites, what they like, what they don't, and things that are popular get awards and stuff. And he very kindly gave me one of his silver awards from the site, which is really cool. Thanks to Kevin for that. As soon as I can get my arse in gear, I'll get it on the website and proudly display it. I haven't managed to do that yet, and he did send me it a while ago, so I apologise for that. Also, thanks to Andrew Williams, aka Nick Doof, who I know well from Liverpool Lug, who sent me a nice email with some suggestions for tracks and stuff this week, which I will dig into and check out. So thanks to Andy for that. I had one from Jan as well, which was a lot of fun, who I met while I was over in Germany. So hello, Jan, if you're listening. This was to do with the competition. I had a couple of entries for the competition where I was trying to get people to kind of pick something that I say a lot, like a catchphrase, or something that they think I should say, you know, which would sound funny as a catchphrase. And what I thought I'd do is I'd pick out, you know, put them in the entrance into a hat or something. There's only been about five or six at the minute, but put them into some kind of hat and do a random draw, and I'll send the winner a Cagney CD, which is my old band, and I'll even, you know, put whatever you want on it. Your own signed message. There may be other stuff in the envelope. I don't know. Whatever I've got around is going to get thrown in. It's actually a better prize than it sounds, than I'm describing it now. I'm not really whipping you into a frenzy here, am I, with the description of the prize? But trust me, it will be good. It will be good. Jan sent me one, which I thought was funny, which said, he says, I thought I'd throw in my catchphrase idea, which is easy for me to play. He says, as you tend to say a lot, easy for me to say. I do say that. It would be a bit of a play on that. And he says also, Creative Commons music isn't much hassle to play either. So yeah, I can see your logic. Makes sense. I also had another one from another entry from Peggy, aka Miss Tech, who sent me one, said with the old classic, which I used to say a lot and I still occasionally say, particularly on the first show, which was that song ended abruptly when I get caught out by a song and ending and I'm not prepared. So thanks to Peggy for that. They'll both be in the drawer, obviously, along with some other entries that I've had from other people. I had an email from Derek SD, who sent me some suggestions for music and stuff to play, which is really handy. So thanks to Derek for that. I'll dig into those in due course. I've still got a huge backlog of stuff that people sent me, like bands they know and all that kind of stuff. But please keep sending it, because I always need, obviously, more music, and I want to find new stuff and share it with everyone else. And you know, that's the whole spirit of the show. So if you want to send me any suggestions or music or anything you've done, any music you've made yourself, or your mates have made, or, you know, a band that you know, anything like that, don't mind. Send it in, I'll have a listen. If I like it, I'll play it. If you send it to show, SHOW, at ratholeradio.org, email me a link or something, you know, and I'll to the file to some, you know, upload the track somewhere and email me a link, and I'll pick them up and have a listen. And you never know, it may be on a future show. So thanks to everyone for getting involved and tuning in tonight. It's been a lot of fun. If you're listening to this on the podcast and you're wondering how you can get involved with the live show, have a look at ratholeradio.org/live. It'll be every couple of weeks at 9 p.m. That's UK time, so that's 8 p.m. UTC on Sunday. So you'll have to work out your time difference, but please come along, get involved, chat in the IRC, vote on stuff, heckle me, you know, all that kind of stuff. It's all good. So you're all very welcome, and thanks to everyone who has joined in and listened live this week as well. And I'm going to finish off with another track by that band called Hollis. I was saying someone in the IRC before. I don't know why, but whenever I hear that name, it makes me want to say, "What you talking about, Hollis?" Even though it doesn't really sound anything like Willis or "What you talking about, Willis?" It just, when I saw that name in my head, in my very strange brain, I immediately heard the words, "What you talking about, Hollis?" Maybe they should do an album and call it "What you talking about, Hollis?" Oh no, even better, I've got it. They should do like an interview thing, like an interview CD where they talk about their music and call it "What you talking about, Hollis?" That would be brilliant. If they're listening, or if anyone hears this, or anyone knows them, tell them that that's what I think they should do. I think that would work out well. That could be pretty funny. So yeah, don't forget you can follow the show on the on Twitter or Identica by going to them and putting in Rat Hole Radio is the name of the account on there. There's also lots of stuff on ratholeradio.org, including all the set lists and links to all the tracks and descriptions and little, you know, links to videos and all kinds of good stuff, extra kind of content, if you like. If you really want to find out what's going on and what the bands are about that have played and all that kind of stuff, you want to get more of their stuff or you want to hear more of their stuff, please head to ratholeradio.org and you can find all that kind of stuff there. So I'll see you, I don't know if I'll see you live for a show in a couple of weeks, because I'll actually be, 2 weeks from now, I'll be in Portland, Oregon in America, if they let me in. I'm not sure I'll be able to do a live show from there, but you never know. So I'll be there for LinuxCon 2009, which should be a lot of fun. So if anyone's in the Portland area and you want to meet up and say hello, give me a shout. You can find me on, you know, Identica, Twitter, through all kinds of places, the email address, all over the place. Email me, show@ratholeradio.org. So this is the final track I'm going to play. This is a track called Foreign Film by, as I said, Hollis. And their stuff's all on Duendo, so you can download it, which is great. And this is, the track I played before was kind of bluesy, folky stuff. This is more, definitely more rocky, I would say, more kind of raw. So I hope you enjoy this. I felt like playing some loud rock music this week. To be honest, I didn't actually play that much rock music. Someone was asking me, a couple of people in the IRC have been heckling me asking for metal all the time. And I said earlier on to them that there'd be some kind of hardcore punk and some other heavy music. But there isn't. When I was originally making up the provisional list for this show, the provisional playlist, there was a lot of kind of heavy tracks on there. And I tried to split it up and make it more, you know, diverse, if you like. So I'll try and up the quota of heavy tracks in a future week for them, for anybody who's pining for more distorted guitars. So thanks to everyone for listening. I'll see you in a couple of weeks, hopefully, and take care of yourselves, and I'll enjoy this track. This is Hollis, What You Talking About, Hollis, with a track called Foreign Film. See you soon.
I can't see. Pleasures of a hero's pain. You have enjoyed.